I call you this morning to the worship of a magnificent, holy, all-knowing God. In the words of Psalm 89, verse 5, we'll start there. 89, verse 5. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord, God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You have broken Egypt in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth is also yours. The world in all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm, strong as your hand and high as your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walked, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our strength is exalted. Please join me in prayer. O Lord, God of hosts, who rules all things as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may our worship be pleasing to you this morning. As we join our worship this Sabbath day to the worship that goes on continuously in heaven, may we each enthusiastically sing your praises, confess our sin and repentance, listen attentively to your word, share the benefit of participation with the body of Christ in the Lord's Supper, and acknowledge you in prayer. May your Holy Spirit move in our worship this day. In Jesus we pray. Amen.